Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Was the concept of, like, just getting off your phone and seeing if it could help your mental health. I mean, like, people say it all the time, but actually trying it out for yourself was, like, a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I felt like I had to do, like, 100%.
Well, we've all been pushed around.
Hello and welcome to It's Complicated with Tanya Gooden, the podcast that helps you untangle your relationship with your phone. Lost and
found, 'cause we've all been pushed around.
This is a podcast about learning to live healthily and happily with technology and the digital world, and about understanding why sometimes that's so hard to do. Because in learning how to step away from our phones more, we're actually learning how to focus more on our relationships, our work and our health, leaving us happier, healthier and with hours more time in our day. I'm your host, Tanya Gooden, author and founder of digital wellbeing movement Time to Log Off. Each week, I'll be asking a new guest what they've learnt about themselves from the relationship they have with the tiny tyrant in their pocket, their smartphone. So, welcome to Series 5 of It's Complicated. And for the very first episode in Series 5, I am speaking to Love Island's Amy Hart and YouTuber Mimi Misfit. And the reason I'm speaking to them both together is they've just taken part in this incredible program, actually, where they took 7 teenagers on a week-long digital detox to Scotland to explore how doing a digital detox could help those teens, essentially, with their mental health. So it's a series that's currently running on BBC iPlayer. It's called Mimi on a Mission Digital Detox. And Mimi was with the kids for the whole week, and Amy came and visited them for one of the days. And I really wanted to chat to the two of them about why they got involved in a series about digital detox, what they'd learned about themselves and their own tech habits as a result of doing it, because obviously they had to be without their tech when they were with the teens. And then we had a kind of wider ranging chat about both of their relationships with social media. So obviously Mimi's a YouTuber and Amy's had the experience of going into Love Island before she went in with a kind of normal, in inverted quotes, relationship with social media, coming out with millions of followers and how she's dealt with that. And Amy's also been really honest in the past about the kind of trolling that she's experienced on social media. So I really wanted to talk a little bit to both of them about that and how they both deal with it. So it was a great chat. They actually had lots of really practical bits of advice about how to deal with some of the negative aspects of social media. But we also talked a bit about how they're both using their platforms positively to raise awareness of things that are really important to them. So I absolutely loved talking to both of them, and I think you're really going to enjoy listening. So, Mimi and Amy, hello, welcome to
It Is Complicated. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you,
Amy, as well, for your patience.
It's more complicated than most, this podcast recording, because we've got two of you, we've got three of us all in different locations recording remotely. So we've had a few tech gremlins, but we're now all ready to go. I feel as though I know the two of you so well, because I actually just binge-watched the whole of your iPlayer series over the last few days, which is why I really wanted to talk to the two of you. I absolutely loved it, I have to say. And what I really loved was how much it obviously meant to the two of you at different points in the series. I could see how moving it was, actually, the experience that these teens had. So I just wanted to kick off by asking both of you, kind of, what was the inspiration for getting involved in a series about taking kids off their phones and throwing them up a Scottish mountain for a week? Mimi, maybe start with you. Why did you want to do this?
For me, it was more like, definitely something that I've said I would never ever do, like camping, me, no way. So it was as much as a challenge for me as it was for the teens as well. And it was the concept of like just getting off your phone and seeing if it could help your mental health. I mean, like, people say it all the time, but actually, like, trying it out for yourself was like a once in a lifetime experience that I felt like I had to do, like, 100%. And never been to Scotland, never been camping, never been off my phone for probably more than a couple hours at a time. So it was definitely a new experience that I wanted to try out just to see if it actually would help. And I'm pretty sure, as you could see from the show, that it definitely was a big help for a lot of us on the show.
And what about you, Amy? Was it kind of similar for you?
Yeah, I mean, so I have grown up in like a big theatre company where like you start when you're 8 and then you move to the adult company when you're 16. So I've always had a lot of young people in my life, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I love working with young people and I love like getting to know them and like just being sort of like a big sister who can be there to sort of help them. So when I heard about this, I was like, oh my God, I'd love to get involved. And I actually love not having my phone. And the thing is, when I have to have it all the time for work, so the fact that I can do these things where I have it taken away from me is just amazing.
It was kind of like, I thought, I'm a celebrity for teens. And yeah, the bit I have to ask the two of you is, did you both use that loo in the woods? Because that was the bit of the programme that when I saw it, I thought, actually, do you know what? Not using a phone, I think, would be okay, but I'm not sure I could use that.
No, literally.
Yeah, loo
literally,
that you had to dig
the
in the woods.
That's one thing I said, I would definitely do the experience again, but that toilet, no way. I did not use the toilet. Campus cramp is a real thing. Cause,
no, not die. We've got a little... a little time to log off
exclusive. Just a little one little on the side.
Fantastic. So obviously this podcast is all about our relationship with tech and the digital world. Both of you have got, you know, what seems like from the outside quite kind of straightforward relationships with the digital world. So Mimi, you started out as a YouTuber. Amy, you know, I'm assuming before you went on Love Island, you kind of, you know, were using social media, but, you know, obviously didn't have the type of following.
Yeah, it wasn't a job, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, maybe start with you, Amy. What's your relationship with tech and the digital world been like over the last few years? Obviously, there's the pre-Love Island and the post-Love Island, isn't there? I guess that's a big difference, those two.
So pre-Love Island, when I decided to apply for Love Island, I was like, I need to get my Instagram looking really good because when they get my application, they will go and look at my profile. So, you know, I've got to have it looking really nice. I've since found out that's not a thing at all. So all those trips to London with 8 different outfits in my bag, but all for nothing. So basically, I was enjoying going out, creating content, you know, going to different places on Instagram, uploading them. And then when I came out of Love Island, it's really hard. I used to say, and I hold my hands up, and I think I said it on telly, I think I said it on Love Island, being an influencer isn't a real job. And now I know that it really, really is a real job and a hard job. And I hate it when there was a thing on my local Facebook page the other day. They shared an article about influencers that live in Sussex and do you follow them? And the comments on it were like, no, why the hell would I want to follow people I don't know? I hope that my kids never grow up to do this, like, you know, pouting into the camera for what? And I just went mad because I was like, actually, like, it's really hard work. You have to put a lot of thought into creating your content. Mm-hmm. You have to work to deadlines, work to briefs and stuff. But then also, you say, for what? Like, you get to travel the world and you get to take your friends with you and you get to do all these amazing experiences and stuff. So now, as much as it's my job and it does come with sort of the pitfalls of any job, like other jobs, it comes with amazing perks as well.
And do you find, you know, now you're an influencer, I'm using my fingers around the word influencer.
Yeah, I'm really not. I'm a rubbish influencer.
But is it harder now to disconnect than it was before, when social media was just, you know, something you did for fun, it was part of your life, but it wasn't your job?
Oh, 100%. Like, it's so hard. And you say, I don't care. But at the end of the day, because it is your job. So for instance, like, you put a picture up and it doesn't get that many likes. As a 28-year-old woman, who probably should care about things more than Instagram, you're like, hasn't got enough likes, needs to delete it and repost it a different day, because that your engagement's got to stay up. That makes sense. So it is quite stressful, I find. And also you've got the flip side, obviously, which is I feel like I'm going about it all the time at the moment, but it's just because it keeps coming up. And that is, of course, like the trolling side of things. Mm-hmm. And I did a post the other day, because it was World Mental Health Day, just about, you know, like, I don't need to know your opinions. I had two sisters the other day, because I don't sleep much at night. I'm quite a bit of an insomniac. I think it comes from my cabin crew days. And I was just scrolling through my Instagram, and on my comments section, the top comment was, no, I don't agree. Look, I'll go and find some more or something. And it was two sisters having sort of an argument in my comments, because one of them had said, oh, she's actually pretty now. And the other one was like, no, she's not. It's makeup. The other one was like, no, I think she's had loads of work done since Love Island. And then the other one went through and found lots of different pictures of me with no makeup on from lockdown, and was tagging her sister, being like, no, look, she is still really ugly.
Oh, Amy.
God. And I'm like, I don't need to know that. Like, just private message each other. Do you know what I mean? You live in the same house.
Yeah, one of the most shocking things, actually, from the series was the quote from you, Amy. I'm not going to repeat it, but right at the beginning, where you read out something that you got in one of your DMs, and then you said, and that was at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I just thought, gosh, how do you deal with that? Mimi, what's your kind of relationship like with
social media? Yeah, it's a really interesting one, because, like, if I'm being honest with you, just, like, even growing up, like, technology and just being online, it was never as heavy as it is now. Like, we had, like, one or two apps that we went on, MySpace, AOL, if I was lucky. Like, we didn't have as much things as we had. It's
God,
crazy.
You can't be old enough to know MySpace.
I know MySpace. Like, what? MySpace was a place. Amy, you know MySpace, right?
Oh, my God.
And Bebo.
Bebo.
Yeah, so that was...
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were both far too young.
Those were the places that, like, after school, you know, you would go home with your friends and, like, going on MySpace with your Bebo. So it is an environment that, like, was fun to us, and that's what we really didn't want to push on the show, that, like, oh, social media is this bad, negative place. No, it's definitely a way to, gosh, during lockdown, like, it's been a way that people have been, like, connecting and staying, like, in communication with their families and friends. However, we did want to touch on that there is this whole other side to it that can be a lot. And I feel like, definitely now being a, in quotation marks, influencer, it's so hard, because you have to stay alert, you have to always be online, you have to be posting, you have to do all these things. But with conversations around mental health being linked to social media, I feel like, if I'm being honest, it's allowed it to be a bit more easier for me to just log off, because I can say, guys, I need time for myself, guys, it's getting a bit heavy, I just need to, do you know what I mean? Whereas before, I wouldn't even... It's more acceptable now.
It's more
because
acceptable,
people
isn't it?
Speaking so openly about, you know, taking a digital detox and just, like, stepping away for your own mental health, because it definitely can be a lot. Like, I love what I do. Like, I absolutely love it. Like what Amy said, you get to, like, travel and just experience, like, different things. But for your own mental health, it can be quite draining. So it's just that balance of knowing when you need to switch off, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you took these 17s, you took them up a mountain and down a mountain in Scotland. I mean, they were such a different bunch. That was what was really interesting for me watching the series, because you had one girl who didn't have a phone at all, or didn't have social media, did she? And then there was the gamer, the girl that was the gamer that was gaming. What was kind of the biggest surprise for the two of you of how they coped with that week? Because that's quite a big ask for them. To spend a week completely without their phones, isn't it?
I mean, I wasn't there for the whole week, obviously, and I wish I'd sort of have. I would have loved to have done the whole week. I cried my eyes out when I left. But I think, for me, so Elise and Kevin are from absolute opposite ends of the social spectrum, right?
Yeah.
If they were in a high school together, they would never, ever speak to each other, right? The fact that Kevin, like, took Elise under his wing and just looked after her all week and was like her big brother, and they became so close, and like Max and Tyler as well,
they were
really close, weren't they? And they probably wouldn't have been if they'd been at school together, like, and it was those friendships that wouldn't have happened anywhere else.
Yeah, the relationship aspect was really interesting, actually, that they, I can't remember which one of them said something about, you know, well, even if we were outdoors normally, we wouldn't be talking to each other. We'd have our faces in our phones. And I thought, and actually, they really talked to each other, didn't they?
Yeah. And like Kevin said, when I was there, you know, we wouldn't all be as close as we are if we'd had our phones.
Because people even ask me, like, people go, oh my God, you spent a day with Amy and a day with Jack and a day with Joe. Like, people literally, like, ask me, like, how was that? And, like, normally you say, oh yeah, I saw them for a few hours. And it, no, we literally, like, the hours that we had together, there was no phone. So we literally, do you know what I mean? Like, normally when you have your phone, you can say, oh, I spent an hour with someone, but really you probably spoke for like 15 minutes, because it's like, you have your phone and you're on your phone, you're making calls or you're snapping. But we literally, all we did, Amy, right, is sit around the campfire and just literally talk. Like, we all just spoke to each other throughout the whole night. And bless Amy, like, Amy really got emotionally, like, she was emotionally invested in everyone's story. So she really cried her eyes out when she was leaving. Like, it was actually, like, quite emotional to see, like, how in just the space of one day, she was so, like, connected to everyone. And I really feel like it's because we didn't have our phones and no one was, like, snapping the moments. It was just real life. Like, it does make such a big difference.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, like, all of the stories really made me sad. But the one, like, all my friends that have watched it, all my friends and family, are like, oh, my God, Maddie. Oh, my God, I'm crying at Maddie. Me, the worst one for me was Tyler, because he just is the most amazing young man ever. And the fact that he gets bullied because he's short. And then they showed that on the TV show, that he was telling me about that. And I just, like, he doesn't, like, none of them deserve any of it. But just Tyler is just the most fabulous child ever.
He was the one that said he came home from school and went up to his bedroom and cried, didn't he? And didn't tell his parents what was going on because he was being bullied.
That's crazy.
But what about for the two of you being off your phones for, I mean, Mimi, you were a whole week. Amy, you were there.
Amy was excited to give up her phone. You know, she was excited.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah. When I go, look, so my friends are all still crew, obviously, British Airways. Mm-hmm. And when I go away on trips with them, I tend to tell my agent, like, if anything urgent, like, text whoever I'm with and tell them to get my, like, tell them to tell me to get my phone. I lock my phone in the safe when we go out on, like, boat trips and stuff. Because I just love having a couple of those off. And we're actually going away.
It was challenging. Like, I won't lie, it was challenging. Like, there was, in fact, I think on the third day when I got a little bit emotional, like, kind of off camera, the crew pulled me aside and they were like, look, Mimi, like, we're going to make it open if you want to do this. Like, if you are really, really struggling, like, you can have your phone back and, like, you know, call a family member, call a friend or something, and we can, like, be really honest and, like, vlog it and show everyone that this is what had to happen. And I was like, no, you know, I still didn't even want to have it, even in my moments of, like, feeling a little bit down, just because, like, I did think emotionally that was the bit that was keeping me, like, obey, the fact that, like, I wasn't connected to, like, everything else and what was going on in the world. Like, I feel like it would have been almost too much when you're adding your own issues with whatever you're going through, and then adding, like, social media and how's my engagement going and it's been a week and I haven't posted, like, adding that on top of what I was already feeling would have felt too much. And that's what really showed me that, whoa, Mimi, you need a detox as much as you can, wherever you feel like it's a bit heavy. Because even when I was given the opportunity to have my phone back, I still didn't want it back. It's actually insane.
I think it was day three that some of the boys grabbed the box, the padlock box, and tried to break into it, and to get their phones back. I was laughing when I looked at that. So do you think, I mean, it's interesting because right at the end of the series, I actually showed the changes the various teens had made. And I was really struck because they said, you know, this is a 3-month follow-up, because I thought, oh, well, it's not going to be a really big deal if you just follow it up after a couple of weeks. But all of the families said they'd noticed a difference. I was wondering about you two. Do you think you've had any kind of lasting impact, or do you feel like you're doing something differently with tech as a result of that experience with the teens?
I try and go on it less, but it's just, it's really difficult when it's there. I mean, we're going away at the end of October, me and mum and my best friend. My mum's like, maybe we'll do digital detox, and only one of us will take our phone out every day just for emergencies and to use like Uber and stuff. And we won't take our phones the rest of the time.
Yeah. When I came back, one of the things that I was saying, even when I was in Scotland, is that ping noise, like the ping of just hearing the ping on my phone, used to give me anxiety sometimes when I just was constantly hearing that ping. So I've actually turned off all my notifications, which I guess a lot of bloggers or influencers say that they do that, but I actually never did that before. And mine's been turned off now since I was in Scotland, and it's still turned off. So that's definitely a big jump for me, because now I only go on those apps if, like, I kind of, not if I need to, but like when I'm called to do it, do you know what I mean? Whereas before, they would be calling me because I'd be hearing the pings, yeah, and jumping on, and that's been turned off since October, since I went. So that's definitely a big change. But again, don't get me wrong, social media is like pretty much my life. Like, I work on there, I socialize on there. It's created amazing opportunities for me. So it's never something that I would slander, but it's just getting that balance right that has been the real struggle. Yeah.
And now a message from our sponsor, the Time to Log Off Academy. As Karen Carpenter almost said, logging off is hard to do, particularly during a pandemic. Before we know it, our screens become our masters rather than our servants, and we find ourselves mindlessly scrolling through our phones, obsessively chasing likes on social media, or endlessly checking our work email on the weekends. If any of this sounds familiar, some digital healing may be in order. The experts at the Time to Log Off Academy can help you see which areas of your life are suffering due to screen dependency. They'll guide you through workable solutions so you can build a healthier, happier relationship with your screens and spend more time with pets, people, and Mother Nature. The Academy's convenient online courses are available now, and fans of It's Complicated can save with a strictly limited pandemic offer. To get 25% off your digital well-being course, visit academy.itstimetologoff.com today and use the code NOW25 while this offer lasts.
As you said, we just had World Mental Health Day. I think, Amy, you mentioned it because you did a post about it. I think I was really struck listening to all of the teens on the programme talking about mental health, and a lot of them talking about how, you know, they've struggled at their age to deal with some of the negatives around social media. So what do you both do, you know, because you're very much in the firing line, you know, you're public figures, you've got, you know, high profiles and followings. What do you do to make sure that you get a good balance? I mean, Amy, how do you cope with all that trolling? I mean, I think I've had two really bad messages over the last 10 years, and I still remember those, and I still feel, you know, upset about them. So I just don't know how you deal with it. How do you cope?
I don't know, it's really difficult. Like, everyone goes, you know, I'm an adult, I can deal with it, but these teenagers can't and stuff. But like, I remember a lot of what's said, and, you know, you just think, why are you being so nasty? And what I find weird is people like mums with kids who troll you. I'm like, do you go to dinner parties and tell people that you've trolled me? Like, I'm confused. You've got a life. Like, why are you doing this?
And you said one of the messages you read out, you said that was a year seven girl. And I thought, I mean, that's 11 for anyone who doesn't know. That really shocked me as well.
Do you know what? It goes from 11, but then also, yeah, you get like nans, like people, like,
no,
like people who've got
really?
Grandchildren. And I think if my nan was online trolling people, I'd be like, nanny, get a life.
Oh.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, what about you, Mimi? Have you had bad experiences, or do you have a different kind of audience because you started
for
as
sure.
a YouTuber?
I think it definitely is. For some reason, it's a lot in the beauty and the fashion world where trolling and stuff like happens. Because like online, when I'm doing YouTube stuff, it's more like just fun vloggy style content. Whereas on Instagram, it's all about like a mainly beauty base, and I feel like that's when people have a lot to say about your image or like your body. So I get stuff all the time about like my weight fluctuates all the time. And like at first, me and my brothers and sisters used to kind of just look online and laugh at it, like, because I'm with my family, so I'm just looking at it and I'm laughing and I'm like, oh, this is nothing. But then that stuff starts to creep on you. It definitely starts to affect you once you see it and hear it and over again. And I feel like it is that thing of like, you can get a 20 amazing comments and that one bad comment will literally stick in your head. And I don't know why that happens, but yeah, mine definitely does affect me. It's hard. It is hard. I mean, last year when I went to Scotland, that was probably the worst I've ever had it, because I put on quite a lot of weight last year, and that was definitely the hardest year for me. Like, it's weird, like, and I guess people would be like to me, my family members would be like, oh, just switch off, just like come offline if it's too much. But you can't, when that's your work. That's like telling someone that has like an office job that if you don't like the way where you work, just stop. Like, you can't just instantly stop, like, when that's your well-being. It takes time if you do want to stop, or you kind of have to like train yourself to like be stronger than the hate. And that can take time sometimes, for sure.
So how do you do that though? So how do you train yourself?
Yeah,
because, and I'm really struck that so much of it is appearance based. Actually, a lot of the teens were talking about that the trolling is about how you look, isn't it, and saying, you know, you look wrong or you look disgusting, and then they end up with a lot of, you know, feeling bad about how they look. So how do you
navigate,
kind of,
through that space?
You know, Teflon coat yourself, yeah, so that it just falls off you. How do you do
it's
that?
Hard. Like, it's definitely hard. It's like, it's even like, I could be speaking to you this week and feel amazing, and then like in 2 weeks time, like, I could see something and it gets me down a little bit again. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is hard. But how I would say pick yourself up is literally like, one, I would say, because even from being with the teens in Scotland, all of them were so individual and so different, and their differences is what made them. But when you're on social media, you see this one image or this one person, like how you're supposed to look and what gets the most likes, and you kind of almost start to think that you should look like that. So kind of train yourself to be like, no, that's that person, like, this is me, and I'm okay how I am. Like, do you know what I mean? You kind of have to like constantly reassure yourself that how you are fine just as you are. I mean, you saw the teens, like every single one of them were so different and so incredibly amazing. And even Kevin's story when he spoke about body image with Jack, and just seeing how, even from a boy's point of view, like how boys can and girls can be fixated on like this one image and what they're supposed to look like. You kind of have to remove those images from your head and tell yourself you're okay how you are. I'm also not opposed to, like, if there's something about yourself that you don't like, and you can work on, that's not like a dramatic thing, like in terms of like, then go for that, then do that as well. But don't feel like you have to change anything about your physical appearance based on someone else or comments online. Do you know what I mean? It's basically a working reassurance thing that you have to do to yourself, for sure.
So, Amy, do you think, is that what you do? I mean, have you grown a tougher skin in the last couple of years, or are you still sensitive but learn how to hide it?
Yeah, I think a bit of both, really. Like, you do become desensitized stuff. But, for example, utterly ridiculous in the fact that, so musicals are like my massive passion, like musical theatre. I think that's why I love Tyler as well, because he's the same as me. And someone can call me ugly, someone can call me fat, and I'll be like, brush it off. Someone tweeted, it still baffles me how Amy Hart has become such a part of the UK theatre industry. I'm like, who are they? Where do they live? What do they do? I want to get them sacked now. Because like, I'm like, that is unforgivable. So yeah, so I think it depends what's going on in your life as well. Like I say, so like Friday, I had a bit of a stressful afternoon. So then when I got to TGI's, like, and people were taking photos of me, I had a bit of a breakdown. Saturday, I was fine, and I could see people taking sneaky photos of me in the restaurant, and I was fine on Saturday because nothing else is capacity bucket, isn't it? Yeah, we used to talk about it at VA a lot. Your capacity bucket, each like, little drop that goes in, it's one tiny little drop that overflows your bucket, and that can be anything.
I guess that's why a digital detox can work quite well, actually, because it can, you know, give you the break so you can empty the bucket. You know, you can come back feeling that you've got more ability to cope with it. I was interested in this, people commenting on your feed, Amy. Do you, I mean, these two sisters that were, you know, chatting away to themselves on your feed, do you then comment to them or do you just ignore it?
I screenshotted it and put it on my story.
Which they would have seen. Them. Yeah. And tagged them, brilliant.
And tagged them. And then I said, like, and they both blocked me, and then a couple of their friends messaged me, like, have you really got nothing better to do than to call out children on your story? And I was like, no, if you're going to say it, like, you didn't even message me privately, like, you commented publicly, so if you're happy to comment publicly, then you're happy for it to be shared.
I used to do that as well. I used to like negative comments sometimes, and then so they could see it, and then this is what used to always happen, like, they'll jump in my DMs and be like, I'm so sorry, Mimi, I didn't mean it, blah, 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 I just wanted, and I'm like, what? Yeah. How does that make sense? I don't know. Sometimes I do think it is just for attention. Like, it's really weird. It's a really weird space.
And also you get people who... Well, because obviously, like, when you first come out of Love Island, you get, like, every time you refresh your DMs, it's a whole new set, because you just get them all the time.
Yeah.
So you miss a lot, and you'll get, like, a nasty message from someone, and then you'll go on, like, you'll click on it, like, when you've got time to see it. If you scroll up, you'll see there'll be a couple of messages where they're like, love you, oh my god, I love you, love you, and then if you haven't replied, they're like, I hate you. And then if you're like, so why do you hate me now then? Oh, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
Well, it sounds a bit like dating, doesn't it? A bit kind of... Yeah,
I had one
girl,
and she started messaging me again, actually, but with a different name. She changed the name on her profile. She's only allegedly like 14, so I think it's someone different. But she, I did a live like last August while I was having my makeup done, and she was sending me really nasty comments. I was ignoring them. And then I started reading them out. And then she sent me a message that afternoon being like, everyone's sending me really horrible messages because of you. And I was like, right. And she's like, all these people I don't even know are being nasty to me. And I was like, do you not understand the irony of the situation?
Yeah.
I was like, it's because you were nasty to me. So then I put a message out being like, look, guys, can you like just not do this to Lily or whatever? And then she messaged back later being like, I just need advice on how to deal with it. And I was a bit like, I'm actually at work right now for an event. I was like, look, in future, learn like not to do that. So I've learned that you don't care about anyone else. Anyway, she's like started sending me like random messages again, but I won't block them because I'm not giving you the satisfaction. And also just make a new account.
It does sound like a lot of attention seeking, doesn't it? Wanting to get your attention. Let's talk about some of the positives.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the positives, because both of you have got huge platforms, you know, the ability to, you know, talk about things that are important, the ability to influence people. Amy, I've been really intrigued by how you've been using your platform recently with talking about what's happening with BA cabin crew, talking about what's happening with the theatre industry, which you've already said you're kind of very connected with. Tell me about how you feel you can use your platform for good.
I just think that I'm really lucky to have a voice that has this many followers and stuff. And I just think, like, what's the point if you don't support things that you love and enjoy and affect your friends? And, like, when it comes to So, like, for example, whenever I go to, like, it sounds like I'm going off topic, but it's not. When I go to events and stuff, I get invited on free holidays, or, you know, I get invited on, like, nice dinners and stuff. I'll always take my friends, and they say, like, oh, I feel really bad. I'd come with you even if we had to pay. And I say, mm-hmm. I did this for all of us. Like, I did it so we can all have this lovely time. So on the flip side, like, I've done what I've done. I've gone on Love Island and I've now got this platform. So when my friends are at risk of losing their jobs and, you know, my friends in the theatre industry aren't getting any support from the government, again, I did this for all of us. So I'm going to use my platform to sort of support them and try and get, like, the word out there, make people realise what's going on.
I think it's really interesting, actually, that actually relatively few celebrities have done what you've done, particularly around around BA and everyone losing their jobs on that.
I mean, yeah, I was a little bit scared I was going to, like, get banned from BA across about 10 years because someone else did. But so far, I haven't been. But, yeah, so, like, I think I understand. And, like, there are some things that I don't comment on because I think I've learned that they're actually nothing to do with me. And as much as, like, using your voice is good as well, like, there are some things I shouldn't get involved in because they aren't, like, it's not my place to do so. But, for example, with the self-employed SEISS thing, I wrote an article for The Guardian because I'd spoken to so many of my friends who had earned just over the 50 grand and had finished their contracts, like, this time last year. So they'd obviously lived on whatever was left of that, but they were all going, starting new jobs in June or whatever, and then the jobs have gone, and then they don't get any money from the government. Yeah. So it's just, like, using your platform for good, really. Because we always say about using my powers for evil when, like, we want to jump the queue somewhere and stuff, or a restaurant we really want to go to, everything's booked. So they're like, right, Amy, can you message them on Instagram and use your powers for evil? So you've got to use your powers for good sometimes.
What about you, Mimi? What kind of do you like to use your platform for?
I always say this, there's, like, two types of influencers where everyone just does things really differently, where someone can be, like, their page is all about pushing the thing publicly or pushing this one agenda so openly, you know exactly what you're going for their page, they're going to their page for, and you know what you're going to get from it. And then there's another influencer who's just kind of, like, living through life and hoping that people kind of, like, feel inspired by that. I would say that I'm more like the second one, where it's not like I push this one main agenda. I feel like young Black girls seeing me, I'm from Southeast London, where I'm from there's not a lot of people who did things that were, like, amazing to see, if that makes any sense. Like, of course there's a few, but, like, I kind of wanted to be, like, that person that younger girls could see. Like, for me, when I go pick up my little sister from school, when I used to pick her up from school, and, like, her little friend seeing me and being like, oh my god, like, Mimi, like, I love that you do this, or I love that you do that. And this, I saw, I was walking on the road, and this Black girl came up to me, this little girl, and she was like, oh, you have pink hair. Just little things like that. Like, I, do you know what I mean? And that honestly was one of the moments that warmed my heart the most. Yeah. 'Cause it's like, I feel like just showing people that there's different facets of Blacks, seeing different types of people represented is the big thing that I really want to, like, push on my platform, if that makes sense.
Absolutely love your pink hair, Mimi. You're inspiring me, because I have wanted for years to have pink hair. And I keep thinking, shall I do it? I've had black hair my whole life.
Like, I was literally that person that I was literally the opposite of me. I was a person who just wanted to blend in, fit in, no one noticed me. And then one day I went green and I just never looked back. I've just been doing colour since. Yeah.
So right at the end of the podcast, I suppose I want to ask you, would you recommend that people try doing what you've just done with this group of teens? Would you say, or do you, I mean, because we can't all go up to Scotland for a week, can we, and live in the woods and climb up a mountain, you know? Is it realistic that we can do this, that we can try it? Is it something you both think everyone should be trying? You know, maybe not a week off, but, you know, a day off screen?
Like, 1,000%. And it doesn't even have to be, like, definitely in stages. That's what I tell people. It doesn't have to be as dramatic as, you know, going to Scotland and living and camping in the woods with no phone for a whole week. It doesn't even have to. It could be little things like tips that I always say, like, turn off your notifications, or, like, go to bed without your phone by your side. Because that was the biggest thing for me, like, sleeping in a tent and just being left with my own thoughts and allowing my mind to, like, recuperate and just get ready for the next day. Just not sleeping with your phone in your room, turning off your notifications. Small steps can definitely make such a big difference. That's what I would say.
Well, one of the girls, I can't remember, who's the girl who's the gamer? Yeah. She said she sometimes only got 2 hours sleep a night, 2 or 3 hours sleep, didn't she? I was really struck by that when she was saying how much better she slept.
I feel like it's definitely a thing that, like, people can try. Like, it doesn't have to be massive changes, but small, sure but steady changes can make such a big difference, because it definitely did.
And Amy, what about you? Do you think it's something that people should be doing more of?
Yes, I mean, I know Stacey Solomon, she does phone in a drawer days. So she'll put on her Instagram story. Yeah. It's a phone in a drawer day, so I'll see you all tomorrow. And yeah, I always say about, like, the, you know, plug your phone in away from your bed, so that when you get in to bed, you're not tempted when you can't sleep to keep checking your phone.
Yeah, put it the other side of the room. That's
and stuff
like
when you go on, when I get the train up to London, it's an hour and 25 minutes. So I've started, like, trying to read on the train, so I'm not just scrolling for an hour and a half.
So I've got three questions right at the end that I ask everybody, but I've got two of you. So I'm going to ask, and then whoever wants to answer the question, jump in.
Okay.
So, let's hope we don't get silence while you're waiting for the other one. So the first question is, what is the one thing you'd like to say to everyone who's listening to this podcast who is thinking about their tech habits or their relationship with their phone? If there was just one message, what would it be?
Yeah,
live in the moment. If you have that as like your sort of mantra when it comes to your tech, and I know how hard it is because I'm very bad at it, but imagine if we weren't so invested in what other people were doing on their Instagram stories, we'd probably appreciate what we were doing more. Especially times like Christmas. I hate social media at Christmas because you're having a nice time with your family, but then you're like, oh wow, look at what these people are doing.
And what about Mimi, I'm going to ask you the second one then. Have you got a specific tip about getting a good balance around digital? You've talked about turning your notifications off, which is fantastic. Is there anything else you do? Do you have the phone always by your bed?
I literally, like, when I, especially when I came back, like, I'm not as good at doing it now, but when I came back, I literally had to, I've turned my phone off and put it in my front room, like, when I would go to bed, so that in the morning, even my mornings and my night were dedicated to just me and my mind. Like, literally, it was like not even having it in my bedroom. So, and I had to, I even brought an alarm. I brought an alarm clock so I didn't have the excuse. Yep, so I didn't have the excuse
Did
of,
you?
Oh, no,
Fantastic.
But I needed to wake me up. Like, I literally brought an alarm. So having the phone far away from you in, when you're waking up and when you're about to go to bed, and also just looking at your screen time and setting yourself little challenges. Like, right, I've had 5 hours of screen time on social media this week. Can I cut it next week? Do you know what I mean? Like, actually make use, because everyone has it on their phone, so make use of your screen time and set yourself weekly challenges.
Okay, so the very last question, I'm actually going to ask both of you to answer this. What do you think you've learned about yourself from your relationship with social media, the digital world? What have you learned about the type of person you are or who you are?
That's a good question.
Who's going to take this one?
I've learned that I'm like a dog with a bone. Because if someone starts slagging me off, I will not stop until I've won the argument on, like, DMs and stuff. So I'm a very determined. That's it. I'm a very determined person, and I see things through to the end.
And that can be really good as well when you think about how you're using that platform.
That's true.
To, you know,
that's
raise true. Awareness of some of the things you want to, Amy. That's the strength, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Mimi, what
I've
about you?
About
what do you think you've learned about yourself?
Social media, that it's okay to take a little bit of a break, because I feel like before I would be like, oh, laugh off all the trolls and be like, oh no, it doesn't affect me. And I'm like, now I'm like, no, Mimi, you're a human being. Like, this stuff can affect you. So it's okay that it does hurt, but put it down and move on the moments wherever you can. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't sit in this bubble of, oh, I don't get affected by people online, because we're human beings. Like, we all have feelings. So just learn how to, like, take it in, but then drop it out whenever you can. That's definitely what I've learned about myself.
Can I just say as well, I think when people say, you know, oh, don't reply to them because they know they've got to you. But I've learned that if you don't say no, that's wrong, they're like, okay, well, that hasn't upset them. Let's ramp it up a gear and go again.
Yeah. Yeah, people are really split about that, replying or not replying. I think I've done both. I've replied sometimes. I think you have to know, don't you? You have to kind of get a sense of whether actually this is someone who will stop if you get back to them, or, you know, as you said, Amy, you've got used to people that appear again under different account names. Yeah. And you know the people to avoid, probably.
Yeah.
But some people you do need to reply to. Thank you so much, both of you, for being on the podcast. I want to tell everybody to go and look at the show on iPlayer, Digital Detox Teens with Mimi Misfit. Absolutely brilliant. 5 episodes. And as I said at the beginning, I binge watched all of them together, which I wasn't expecting to do. I thought, oh, I'll watch one and then I'll, you know, watch one. But actually, I really loved it. I thought it was a really great show. So how can everyone find you, as if they didn't already know, on social media? Mimi, what are your handles?
At Mimi Misfit, Mimi, M-I-M-I underscore Misfit, M-I-S-S-F-I-T on Instagram and YouTube.
Lovely. And Amy?
Amy Hart XO on Instagram, and then Amy Hart 1707 on Twitter.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, both of you. It's been brilliant. I've really loved talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of It's Complicated. If you haven't already, please do subscribe, rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. It helps other people find us and it means you get a helpful little notification when a new episode becomes available. For more about getting a healthy balance with tech, you can follow me, Tanya Goodin, or Time to Log Off on Instagram and Twitter. And both my books, Off and Stop Staring at Screens, are available on Amazon and at all good bookshops. Finally, for more information about this and other episodes in the podcast series, visit itstimetologoff.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.